strong language and nudity. It's intended only for mature audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Second date on Play Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Hey, Gina, tell us what's going on with you.
Yeah, I went out with this guy, Jake, last week. We went out for sushi, and we talked a lot, and I felt like we kind of really connected. And he said he would call me back, and then he kind of hasn't. And it was weird because I liked him so much that I actually went home with him that night, and we had a really good time. So I don't know.
Took him home on the first date. I like that. I like the sound of that, Melissa.
Of course you do, Jack. Well, let's see if we can find out from Jake what really happened on this date. Gina, just stay quiet so he doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jake?
Yeah.
Hey, Jake. My name is Jack. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I'm calling because we have a mutual friend named Gina that I hear you went on a date with recently.
Sure.
But now she says you're not calling her back or texting her back, and she kind of wants to know why the hell not.
Why are you calling me about this?
Because she's a friend of mine. And hey, look, if you don't want to see her again, at least I can tell her that and she'll stop bothering you.
We went out, we had a good time. She's gorgeous, blonde, amazing, fake breath, they're unbelievable. But, chemistry-wise, we were lacking. I didn't find her to be too stimulating conversationally, and she's just a little dim. Sorry to say that, it makes me sound like an a**, but she was talking about being a reality TV star. It's honestly the only thing she talks about the whole time. But I don't understand how that's even an aspiration, let alone something you want to talk about it with somebody.
So you are such myself.
Hey, Jake, you're on second date on 103.7 Play.
What?
And Gina has been listening in this entire time.
You are such an a**hole. I don't know what you're talking about. Just because you're jealous that I have talent. And by the way, these boobs are real.
What? First of all, no, they're not. Second of all, what talent do you have?
I've auditioned for over 50 different reality TV shows, and I've been really close to being on 3 of them. You have no idea. See, and you're even judging me, and you don't even know the amount of work that goes into it. You have to create tapes, and you have to go to auditions. Not that you would know, being a boring-ass accountant. So.
I heard all of this on the date, and it's as uninteresting now as it was then.
Well, it's a lot more interesting than talking about tax laws.
Well, obviously, you guys have some sort of chemistry because you slept together on the first date, so can we get you on a second date courtesy of 103.7 Play?
I'm not interested.
Come on, Jake. If Gina ends up actually making it onto a TV show, you're going to regret this.
No, he's not. He's going to be like, I banged that girl.
And granted, I'm going to save her phone number because it might be 3 a.m. some week that I might meet her, but that's about it.
Good luck with getting anything ever again. Everybody can hear what a you are.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you I know a producer, and that'll work.
Don't worry, Gina. I've got my own reality show that you can audition for. Just working on a title right now.
Too bad Naked and Afraid's already taken.
Mornings with Melissa and Jack. Second date on 103.7 Play.